Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Ms. DeHona?
This is she.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First. How are you?
I'm fine.
I received a clock in yesterday, but it was from your phone.
Yes.
Your phone can't be used to clock in and out for the client.
Okay.
Okay, so we can't link that visit. It won't allow us to.
Why? They did it before when her phone's not working.
No, we can't allow the caregiver to use their personal phone to clock in and out. That defeats the purpose. That means you can be anywhere with your phone to clock in and out. That's the problem.
Okay, so what do I have to do, a timesheet?
Yes.
Okay, that's no problem.
Okay.
How about my pay stubs?
You have to reach out to HR in regards to those. Do you have her number?
Yes, and they still haven't called me back.
What number are you dialing?
It's in my phone number. Someone texted to me yesterday.
Yeah, I believe it was me. So it's the same number, but the last two is 15.
Yeah, but no one has still reached back to me. And how about my pen? Like, when am I supposed to get paid?
You're not getting payment?
I didn't get paid for last week at all. You told me I had to send you in my timesheet for last week. And I sent it in. I don't understand, like, I wasn't aware that she wasn't there anymore.
Well, she just left last Thursday. Let me just see. Why are you not getting paid?
I mean, if it was you yesterday, you told me to text you to fill in my timesheet and send it in, and I did.
Let me just go to it. Let me just see.
You said I had to have it in by 5 o'clock.
I did receive your timesheet from yesterday. So you didn't get paid last Friday?
No, ma'am.
Let me just pull your file. Now, who did you send? Did you have all your clock ins and out from last week?
I don't usually, if I have something missing, she texts me and she'll send me the timesheet. But this, I didn't hear anything from her, so I texted you, and I mean, I spoke to you, and
no,
I sent
time
the timesheet.
There's no time
I just sent it yesterday. Somebody texted me
yesterday.
No,
wait. I'm talking about for the 14th through the 19th. You gave me the timesheet for last week. The previous week, there's no timesheet here.
Well, then that's the one I needed for them, because I didn't get paid this week, last Friday.
So just give me a timesheet for 7/14 through the 19th, because there's nothing there.
Oh, my God.
I received the timesheet for the 21st through the 27th. So that was last week. But the previous week, I don't see a timesheet.
Okay, I'll do it when I get back. I'm out shopping for her. I guess I'll do it from the 14th.
Yeah, so the 14th through the 19th, and then I'll put it in, and then you'll get both payments this Friday.
Oh, my God. Listen, my bills is big up. Like, why do I have to wait that long?
Because payday is Friday.
I know, but I didn't get paid last Friday. That's what I didn't get paid last Friday. Now my bank and stuff is going to be all withdrawn, all overdue. Like,
you didn't get paid last Friday is because you didn't provide a timesheet.
Listen, I clocked in. She usually, if something is wrong, that woman usually texts me and says, fill out a timesheet. I didn't receive anything.
Sydney,
I've been called.
Sydney's been here. She's been here on that week.
Well, I still didn't get paid on Friday, so I don't know. She didn't tell me I needed no timesheet. But I need to hear her. That's fine. When I get back, after I get done shopping, I will send it in.
The 14th through the 19th.
Thank you.
Remember the 14th. Just remember that week.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.